Let me bid you welcome, express appreciation for your being here. Again, we say it so often, when we say it sincerely, it's just good. It's good to get together. On Sunday mornings, in our worship assembly on Sunday mornings, I've been giving a series of lessons under that single word, influence. We've been looking at influence in several different ways, and this is lesson number 6. In the first one, I gave you some information about influence may be good or not so good. Second, noted what the Bible says about our influence after we die. The third lesson was that we need to use our influence to fortify one another. And the fourth lesson gave you about our influence in the pew, looking at those around us. Last week's lesson, it was our influence in the workplace. Today's lesson is the idea of with leaven. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven. I'm thinking about next week, I want to talk about your influence in the community or in your neighborhood. And then maybe one more lesson on just the influence that the Bible should have on us. But today's, as Rick said in his notes or in his reading, and these are again, as Rick said, in your notes. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus said another parable, or the Bible says another parable, he spake unto them. Kingdom of heaven is like leaven. Yeah. Woman took and hid 3 measures of meal till all was leavened. Oh, influence? In Luke 13, verse 20, it begins again. He said, To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It's like leaven. The woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal. Till it was all leavened. Influence? Yeah. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, don't you know that just a little leaven leavens the whole lump? You know that? Influence? And then there's the warning in Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Jesus said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Oh, influence? Yeah. Leaven, by definition, even though I thought, well, I know what leaven is. But I still looked it up and I put it in your notes. W.E. Vine, who has a book called The Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. So I looked up the word leaven. And he said, leaven, sourdough, in a high state of fermentation, was used in general in making bread, and it required time to fulfill the process. Sometimes influence takes some time, doesn't it? Merriam-Webster, it's a substance, as yeast, used to produce fermentation, as in dough. Leaven, it's something that modifies or lightens. It means to raise, as raising in the dough, with a leaven. To permeate, oh, that's influence, isn't it? Leaven. To permeate with a modifying or vivifying element. Yeah, us. And I'm leaven, you're leaven. We are to be like leaven. The thesaurus says, leaven means to infuse. Oh, influence on someone else. To introduce one thing into another so as to change or affect it. Influence. Wendell Winkler, preacher, said in this parable, Jesus uses leaven as a symbol of the wholesome influence of his kingdom, the church, what we are to be. You know, when I gave those definitions of it, even the word influence means the effect that we have on others without any exertion of force. Just being here and sitting still, you have an influence on those around you. I have an influence when I'm speaking. Even looking across to the other side. Oh, look who's here. There's an influence, isn't there? Already. So I want to note some good qualities of leaven in our lesson this morning. Number one, leaven, and you and I, will influence. Leaven doesn't cease to be leaven just because it's added to the meal. It's still leaven. And so you and I, as Christians, we're not to lose our identity when we're in the world, when we're in the community, when we're on our jobs. We don't lose our influence when we're in the pews. We are to be an influence in the world in which we live. Leaven will influence. You will have an influence on those around you. You will. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, so then Paul said, you know, there's some urgency about this. By the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. It's your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world. I don't want the world that I'm in, the place where I work, to influence me in the wrong way. I, as I speak, as I live with my attitude, I'm to influence the world to good. When Jesus said, you're the light of the world, it's not to be put under a bushel basket. No, you set it on a stand for all to see. That light has an influence. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, said, therefore, my beloved brethren, oh, my hand, that's me. Hand goes up. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. In other words, you're leaven. You will influence. Always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Everything you do will have an influence on someone else. It's not in vain. It doesn't just sit still. We're leaven. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, or the church, Christians, like leaven. You and I will influence, because that's what leaven does. Leaven influences the substance in which it's mixed, the dough. Number two, leaven has to be mixed with the substance to be leaven. In Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17, and the whole chapter is Jesus' prayer. And in verse 15, he says, I do not pray, meaning to God, I do not pray that you should take them, the apostles, disciples, out of the world. I'm not praying you for my disciples to live a monastery life. I don't want my disciples to be just hibernated and huddled in over here. No, God, Jesus said, Father, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. And then in verse 20, he adds to the prayer, and I don't pray for these alone, these disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word or their teaching of the gospel. Influence. Jesus says, Father, don't take my disciples out of the world. Don't isolate them. Put them in the world where they're going to teach and preach. So I'm going to pray for those upon whom they influence through their teaching, through their preaching. You see, it has to be mixed. Leaven has to be mixed with the substance that's to be leavened. In the parable, the meal would have remained the same without the leaven. It wouldn't have risen. It would have just stayed just like that. Jesus wanted his disciples to go into all the world. Jesus says, I want you to mix with the others. Preach the gospel. In Mark chapter 16, 15 and 16, those are the words. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Influence them through your preaching. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. In Matthew chapter 28, beginning verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. In other words, I want you to be an influence on those you teach. Be an influence on those you're around. And I want you to go everywhere. I want you to mix with others with the people. I want you as leaven to leaven the substance. Make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Teaching them. Influence? Leaven? Yeah. Has to be mixed with the substance to be leaven. Number three, just a little leaven leavens the whole lump or influences the whole. Just a little. A little. So in this situation, a little is a lot. So I'm saying don't discount yourself by saying, oh, just a little leaven. I'm not much in the kingdom. I don't lead up front. I don't do all of this. I'm not loud. I'm just little. It's amazing to consider what just a little can do. Just a little. Isn't there just a little arsenic in that decon? Isn't there maybe just a couple percentage things? So, you know, 98% of it is good, but just there's just 2%, just a little arsenic. A little can do a lot. One prophet's preaching, Jonah, spared a city, the city of Nineveh. Just one man. Jesus, starting with the 12, changed the course of a world. Just a few. Just a little. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14, for in fact, the body is not one member, it's many. Yeah. I'm just one. Yeah. I'm just a little leaven, yeah, but it can leaven a whole lump. Paul said, and it continues in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. So just because we might be, you might think, well, I consider ourselves, I'm just a little leaven, I can't do much. No, Paul said, no body part can say to the other body part, I don't need you. He said, nor the head to the feet, I don't need you. Can't do that. No, Paul says, much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Necessary. Well, I'm just a little leaven. Oh, but you're necessary. Think of the physical body. There are parts, as you know, in your body and mind that I can't see working. But I want them to work. I want every body part to influence the other body parts. I sure do. All the body parts are necessary. Even that one. Just a little, we always get the little finger. Necessary. Yeah. Everything. There's parts inside that I can't see, but I call them vital. Vital organs, just little body parts. Yeah. Number four, leaven works slowly, persistently. You know, in life, some things just take time, and you know that. It's kind of a motto of life. Even parents say to children, you know, some things just take time. Even physical growth. Well, I look at our granddaughters, boy. Well, look how much you've grown, but it's taken a couple of years. Think about your education. Well, starting kindergarten. Yeah, but you have 12 more years. And then maybe even after that, there's college, maybe postgraduate work. Some things just take time, don't they? You put a cut on your finger, or hand, all the good medicine, it just takes time. Time to heal. A lot of things. It just takes time. You don't try to open a lid on a jar. I gotta give it a try. There, you try it. Yeah, well, it's gonna take some time to get this lid off. You try it. When we tap on it, run some warm water over it, maybe get it in one of those easy grips, and then success. And some things just take time, even if it's a little time. I remember a story of a man who was dancing, you know, that I better not do it. Christine says, don't do that, Brian. You were doing the twist like that in front of a mayonnaise jar. Remember when someone walked by and they said, why are you doing that? And the man said, well, it says right here on the lid, twist to open. That's a dad joke. See, some things take time. Even, for example, chopping a tree, it's not just the last chop that felled the tree. Some things take time. You and I are like leaven. I'd like to know more about the Bible. I can't do it just in a weekend. Some things take time. We have Bible classes. Bible classes during the week, before our morning worship assembly, so that we can provide you with the biblical education. But some things take time. You're not going to learn it all at once. Then number five, leaven doesn't call attention to itself. In the parable Jesus told, the leaven is put or hid in the meal. It's placed there. It's added to it. We don't always see it working. We see the effects. We see the influence of leaven. Oh, the dough rises over the course of time. A slow process, but we see it. Slowly, persistently. Well, the Bible gives a warning against a look-at-me attitude. Pride. Meaning, the Bible warns against being haughty, boastful, hypocrisy in our next verse. Bible warns us against vainglory, conceit, an inflated sense of worth. Yeah. So we want to be leavened, but we don't want to have that leaven of the Pharisees where they dressed a certain way so you can see me that I'm righteous and religious. It warns against you holding that sign up, look at me and who I am. Leaven, many times it works slowly, persistently, and it doesn't call attention to itself. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light shine before men. Yeah, do that. That they may see your good works. Oh, that's good. You see what I did? But that then the next phrase is, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Oh. Now don't give me the attaboy. When you see the benevolence or the kindness or the stewardship, whatever it is, you give God the glory. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, it said, pride goes before destruction. I don't want to destroy myself. Haughty spirit before a fall. It said, better to be of a humble spirit. You and I are like leaven. We don't want to call attention to ourselves. Then the last one is the warning. In Luke chapter 12, verse 1, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and he identifies it, which is hypocrisy. Ah. See, remember that very first lesson. Our influence can be good or not so good. We want to have our influence be good. We want to be leavened, that leavens in a good way. In Matthew chapter 23, and I'm going to close with this one. But the whole chapter, 39 verses, Jesus rebukes the Pharisees and their hypocrisy. 8 times in that chapter, 39 verses, verses 13, 14, 15, 16, verses 23, 25, 27, and 29, Jesus pronounces a woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Their leaven was not good. He identifies their hypocrisy. You say, but you don't do. So that's the lesson this morning. You and I are to be like leaven. You will be you are. We know leaven will influence. It has to, and if you are, you're already doing this. You are already mixed with the substance, the world. You're already out there. Number three, even a little leaven leavens. Don't think, oh well, I'm not like Brian or somebody else over here that look at all the things that they do. No. You're necessary. Everybody is. Even a little leaven leavens. Many times it works slowly and persistently. Be patient. Especially with your spiritual progress. Be patient. Don't be steadfast. Don't necessarily call attention to yourself. Just be leaven. And then the warning, hypocrisy. It's the next week, Lord willing, I'm giving a lesson on, still on the subject of influence or leaven in our community, our neighborhood, those around us. So I get kind of humor sometimes when we're, Christy and I are going out to the car on Lord's Day morning. And then there's neighbors over there, maybe they're out watering their lawn or something else. And they can see, I've got my, Christine's dressed up and I have my tie and suit coat on and going with my Bible in hand or notes. And they'll wave. Y'all come. But they see that. They see it. I didn't preach a sermon. I didn't say anything. I just wave, get in the car, we leave, and they see us come back. Influence somewhere down the line. I hope that brings out a good result. Somewhere down the line. But you will influence others. We mentioned that the influence has to be mixed with the substance. So Jesus said when he commissioned his disciples, and again those familiar verses in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, go to all the world. Jesus prayed, you're in the world. Father, don't take them out. You're in the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Influence them. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. That's the response. That's the influence that I want to have on others. Jesus records it in Matthew chapter 28, beginning of verse 18. All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. We have a heavenly authority, heavenly command. Go into all the world. Make disciples of every nation, teaching them or baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, heavenly authority. Then teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Influence again, all the time. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's the invitation we extend at the close of every lesson. You've heard that good news message. If you believe it, you want to respond in a public way, you have that opportunity right now. You can be baptized for remission of sins. Well, let's stand together. Let's sing that invitation song that's been selected for us. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve, please come. We'll sing it with this song together.